Now, we have to get some basics down. There's hacking and there's leaking. Mm-hmm. Leaking is when someone internally or remotely reveals information improperly into a third party. That's what happened to Mrs. Clinton. It happened with a drumbeat. Day after day after day, there were 48,000 emails that were leaked. Hacking is when someone remotely enters an information system and alters it remotely so that the operator of the system doesn't know there was an alteration. That is what did not happen here. No matter what the New York Times and the Washington Post are opining this morning, they cannot point to any evidence whatsoever that the outcome of the election was altered by mm-hmm. foreign agents. There certainly was leaking. That leaking could have been facilitated by people in the NSA, by a rogue in Mrs. Clinton's campaign, or by a foreign entity. But that was a leak. That was not a hack. But the leaking probably came from someone on the inside or someone who had access to the fiber optics through which the communications ran. That means somebody in the NSA or somebody who once was in the NSA. How do we know this? We know it because, for better or for worse, whatever you think of him, Edward Snowden revealed all this mm-hmm. and revealed the nature and extent of the NSA's tentacles in all of the fiber optic traffic in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Not to get too much in the weeds. The leaking could not have occurred without the NSA knowing about it. And if anybody hacked in and altered internal systems, the NSA would know who the hacker was and when they did it.
Okay.
We haven't heard any of that.